you know, obviously the victims, you know, we have to, you know, be with them, stand with them, and we have to thank the first responders. But the tragedy is this is becoming a normal event. I mean, it's the most abnormal thing that is sadly becoming normal. And up until the up until last night, the tragedy, the biggest mass shooting, was at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando, which I think is less than a year ago. So we are, what is this? I mean, every few months it gets the body count rises. Congress must act to restrict access to military-style weapons, to people who are mentally ill and unstable, to people who shouldn't have them. And you know, the NRA is always trying to say, "Oh, you're trying to take my, you know, my granddaddy's shotgun." That has never been true, and it's not true now. But we have to restrict access to firearms to people who shouldn't have them, and firearms that nobody should have unless you're a soldier. This weapon that this shooter, I guess his name was Stephen Paddock. Yeah. I hate to even say the man's name. You could listen to the gunfire and tell that this is a weapon of war that he is using against a crowd that is there to listen to music. It's the most outrageous thing. But you know, when you think about the shooting in Sandy Hook, Gabby Giffords getting shot in the face and her losing her staff, the mass shooting at Orlando. I mean, you know, the shooting at Accent Sign, blocks away from my office. I mean, we are in a mad situation. If we will not restrict access to guns that are weapons of war, restrict access from people who shouldn't have these guns, then we are simply setting ourselves for this to happen again. And I just don't know, what is our appetite for this carnage? You know, most Americans have long since wanted to do something to restrict the access to these kind of weapons. But, you know, there's a powerful minority who just hangs in there, and no tragedy is too bad for them to take action. Last time we had to, like, take over the House floor. John Lewis led us in a sit-in on the House floor because we couldn't get our colleagues to act. Well, the bottom line is, I am still shocked and outraged by these kind of horrible, horrible, horrible tragedies. And I'm as committed as ever to put the proper legislation in place to protect American lives. But we need 218. We need a speaker who will stand with us. And that's what we got to have.